Merci Mathieu, bonjour à tous et merci de votre participation. Hello everyone and thank you for joining today. Pour notre 12e conférence téléphonique, le représentant de l'équipe aujourd'hui est Dr. Max Domi. For our 12th conference call, the club representative today is forward Max Domi. Max se joint à nous de sa résidence de Toronto. Max is joining us from his residence in Toronto. Bonjour Max and thank you for joining today.
Merci Dom. Bonjour everyone. Thanks for taking the time. I miss you guys all in person, but I guess it's the best we can do right now, so I guess fire away.
Thank you, Max. Nous allons passer à la période de questions. We're going to proceed with a period of questions. Mathieu? Allez-y, Mathieu.
Our first question is from Dave Stubbs from NHL.com. Sir, your line is open.
Max, I hope you're well. I hope all is good with you. I wanted to ask you about your all-in challenge. It sold for $17,000, and I wanted to ask you what the best part of a fan sitting beside your dad watching you play at the Bell Center is going to be.
You know what? First of all, I think it's great. That whole challenge that was started is obviously very well responded, and I mean there's a lot of people involved in that, and I think everyone really stepped up to the plate. My dad was nice enough to kind of include himself in what we were trying to raise money for, so to be honest I wouldn't pay any money to sit with my dad to watch the game, but hey, I guess other people have different views on that, so I mean I think we raised a good amount of money for sure, and you'll have lots of laughs. He's definitely a guy that you probably don't want to ask questions during a hockey game. I'm sure if you guys ever ISO can, then you get a good chuckle out of it. He's literally just the most, he's probably the most intense guy in the building, players included. So, I'm sure it'll be an interesting, unique experience that no one has really ever experienced before. So I wish them the best and I hope they have fun with that.
Quick follow up. What are you doing to stay fit through all of this? Without ice, how are you to stay in condition?
You know, it's a great question. I mean, I'm sure everyone has different situations at home, what they have access to in terms of space and equipment and whatnot, but I mean all you can really do is just move and try and stay as fit as possible. Skating, it's like riding a bike, right? So I mean I'm sure guys are a little bit concerned about it, but that being said, I mean time off is time off from skating, and I think it'll all do us well in the long run. It's good for the mind, good for the hips, good for the body, and you can work out in much different ways, so you come back in even better shape and ready to go. So just doing lots of little things at home. I've actually been adding to my gym here at my place in Toronto, so lots of little exercises, got some Pilates stuff on the go, just staying loose and trying to stay sharp. So it's been, again, a unique experience. We're trying to make the most of this, and everyone's staying ready, and definitely confident that everyone in our locker room for sure will be ready to go whenever that call comes.
Great. Thanks very much. Stay fit, stay healthy, and I'll see you soon.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. And our next question is from Alexis Champagne, La Presse Canadienne. Please go ahead.
Hi, Max. Thank you for doing this. Hope you're safe and healthy. I was just curious with you're familiar with George Larocque, and he had to fight the COVID-19 a few weeks ago. Just him going through that, what did that mean to you? Did it help you in any way make it feel a little bit more real, or did anyone else in your entourage also contract the virus, and how did you live that situation?
Yeah, you know what, I found out about George just like everyone else did on social media, and he's a guy that obviously has been very good to me, played against my father for a long time. I've known up George for a long time, and obviously getting to know him a little bit more on a personal level over the last couple of years has been pretty special, and he's a great dude. He's always got a smile on his face and lights up the room. So it's I haven't followed up with him in the last week or so. So as far as I know, he's doing better. He's coming along, and that's great to hear. I know he was struggling a little bit there, and just as so many other people are. So definitely thankful that he's doing better. And in terms of the other part of your question of making it more real, I think everyone is affected by this in their own way. A lot of people have struggling. A lot of people have suffered loss, and it's been a really, really tough time for everyone. So you gotta be sensitive to that, understand that people that are sick, there's people that died from this, and it's an unfortunate situation. And all you can really do is do your part, stay home, stay safe, and be respectful of whatever guidelines and rules have been put in place. I mean, I think that's where everyone's at right now. And as someone that's kind of in the same boat as everyone else, waiting for the world to kind of hit resume again, just got to be patient and stay positive and kind of make the most of the situation right now.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you. And it's from Eric Engels from Sportsnet. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hey, Max. I hope your family is well. Just curious, you know, after 2 years with the Montreal Canadiens, when you look back at your time with the team, what stands out to you as the key steps that you took forward, and what stands out to you as things that you'd like to work on moving forward?
What's up, Eric? You know what, I think, you know me well enough now to probably assume, or my answer is going to be with that, but that being said, there's always stuff you can work on, right? There's, I mean, I got a long, long way to go. I've got 2 years on my belt to play in center. Still trying to get in the playoffs, obviously, and as a team, I think we're growing. We've been through some rough patches here, and we're sticking together. We're pushing through it, and we're excited. We're excited about the growth that we have in front of us. We're excited about the team we have, the group of guys we have in that locker room. We all love each other, and we all push each other. And on a personal level, I mean, I just want to do everything I can to get better every day. And whenever, like I said, whenever that next game is, whether it's sooner or later, I'm not sure, but I want to make sure I'm doing everything I can on my end to be ready to go and help this team win in any way I can.
Max, you're in a unique situation being up for a contract this season with all this uncertainty going on with the pandemic. Obviously, this topic was going to come up in this call, but I'm just curious, are you paying, you know, extra close attention to the business side of the NHL and how it might affect people in your position?
No, not really at all, to be honest. I understand, obviously, everyone's comes to a point where your contract's up and negotiations and all that stuff, but as of right now, I mean, there's just so much other stuff in the world going on that's just so much more important than my contract. I mean, but I really, I could care less about an NHL contract right now. I just, I want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to stay safe and get ready to go for whenever things come back to somewhat normal, and make sure I'm staying in contact with my family and my family's staying safe. That's what means most to me right now, and I'm sure everyone else can really attest to that through this crazy time. So I guess whenever that time comes and when we start talking contract-wise or we figure out what the future has in store for us, then we can address it at that point.
Okay, thanks, Max.
Yep, see you.
Thank you, merci. La prochaine question est de Ludrina de RDS. À vous la parole.
Yeah, good morning, Matt, and thank you very much for taking your time for us this morning. The fact that you're living with diabetes, is it tougher for you to deal with the virus and the situation actually? And later when the league will resume and to play, are you going to feel empty? Is there a vaccine to come from the virus?
No, it's a good question. But at the end of the day, really, we don't even know what the future has in store for us. All we can really do is kind of just sit here, get ready to train, work out, and kind of go by that. But the league, the NHLPA, some of the players involved in that, they're obviously coming to certain conclusions here and there, but it changes day to day, right? So until we have a better idea of where we're headed, it's tough to really comment on that. I think everyone is obviously a little bit on edge about this and worried about getting the disease or someone they know. Obviously, it's scary. Being a type 1 diabetic is obviously something that raises some concern. But that being said, you really don't know how everyone's going to be affected by this disease. So just because I'm a type 1 doesn't change much. I would handle myself the same way as if I didn't have it. So just trying to stay safe and stay healthy as much as I can.
Thank you very much, and take care of you.
Merci, thank you. Our next question is from Patrick Hinkey, Montreal Gazette. Your line is open, sir. Please go ahead.
Hey, Max, thanks again for doing this. I hope you're well, hope your family's well, and hope we see you again soon. Do you have any personal preferences? Do you want to play again this summer, or would you prefer being in a situation where you just, get ready for next season?
You know what? It comes down to this, really. Everyone, not just hockey players, everyone wants to get back to normal. Everyone wants to get back to work, wants to get back on the football field or the soccer pitch or the ice rink, whatever it might be. But the unfortunate reality of everything right now is there's so much unknown. And until we have a better idea of what's going on, our mind hasn't even gotten to that point yet. So if it's safe, don't get me wrong, I'm sure everyone will jump on board and they can guarantee the safety of not only just the players, but the training staff. I mean, the guys like Dom that helped us, the media, the coaching staff, the management, everyone. There's so many people involved, the on-ice officials, the off-ice officials. There's so much to really discuss that we're not going to really get into because it doesn't really do us any good right now. But again, I'm very confident that the people in charge with over at the NHL and the NHLPA, they're doing everything they possibly can to figure this out and move forward and progress in whatever way works and fits within the constraints that, I mean, obviously the governments and all that stuff have provided us. So as of right now, I haven't heard anything that has told me we're going to play tomorrow, you know what I mean? So until that, I'm sure you guys will find out the same time I would. And until then, it's not really worth talking about, would you rather play? I mean, of course, everyone wants to play hockey, but do you want to play if it's not safe? I mean, obviously, it's something that it's a topic of discussion, right? I mean, no one wants to be put in a position where you're at danger and or you're putting others at danger. So it's really as simple as that. And like I said, I'll just echo the same thing. If it's safe, every player I'm sure would want to play, and I'm very confident in that.
Just follow up, Max. As you said, you're it's all speculation now, but the idea of possibly playing in front of empty seats or moving to another location for a month or maybe longer, how would you feel about that situation?
Again, that's like you said, it's strictly speculation. Everything that people are coming up with, whether it's the media or whatever it might be, there's nothing set in stone yet. And until that's set in stone, or until we've all received calls that this is what's going on from people that are in charge of making those decisions, all that noise is like you said, just speculation, and it's not really anything to be worried about or to be talked about. I mean, once we do get to there, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. And again, I'm confident we'll move forward and take a step forward in a positive way in any way we possibly can. So, again, whatever that includes, I'm sure everyone will be on the same page. And when we get to that point, then we'll kind of cross that bridge when we get there.
Max, thank you, and stay well.
Thank you, merci. La prochaine question est de Renaud Lavoie, TVA Sport. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Thanks, Max, for doing this, and thanks to the Canadians for making you available too. Max, just one question for you. There is a possibility that the first 24 teams in the NHL will play, will be back playing, possibly for the Stanley Cup. And I just want to comment on your team, how dangerous the Montreal Canadiens could be in that context.
Again, that's strictly all speculation. None of that stuff has been decided and put in stone. So, again, not really much of a topic to talk about. But in terms of our team, you know what? It doesn't change anything. This is game one or game 82 or game one of the playoffs. And whatever that format would be, any given night or playing a hockey game, we believe our hockey game, we believe in each other, we know we can win hockey games, and whoever that is, whoever that's against, wherever that is, I mean, I'm sure we'll be ready to play. We've got a team that wants to win, every guy in that locker room believes in each other, and that doesn't really change depending on whatever situation we're in. We'll be ready to go.
Thank you very much, Max.
No problem.
Thank you de nouveau. Nous N'hésitez pas à appuyer sur étoile 1 pour toute question. Once again, please press star 1 if you have any questions. The next question is from Arvind Basu, The Athletic. Please go ahead.
Hey, Max. I just wanted to kind of touch on something you said a little while back where, you know, you have 2 years under your belt at center. How do you feel that's going? And do you feel like your future is at that position? Do you firmly believe that? Because obviously you've been tried on the wing a couple of times and it didn't last very long. How do you feel about where you play going forward?
You know what? I think obviously the coaching staff is in charge of that decision, right? And as a professional hockey player, I'm asked to do whatever I'm asked to do and the best of my ability. So if that's playing left wing, right wing, center, I'll find a way to maximize that and do whatever I can. And if it means helping the team win by playing right or left or center, I'll be ready to go. So I very much so enjoy playing center. I think that's something that I never would have thought I would have been would have enjoyed doing as much as I do, as I've been a winger for my entire pro career leading up to this. And then trying center, I was like, oh, wow, this is a whole different game, I feel like. And really enjoyed it. I've had the privilege of playing with some great line mates, obviously learning a lot from the coaching staff and watching lots of videos and trying to learn as fast as possible and grow as a centerman. So, like I said, whatever I'm asked to play, I'll be ready to play, and I certainly do like center, though.
What parts of your game do you feel, I don't know how to word this, but do you feel suffer when you move to the wing, I guess?
You know, it's like I said, it's a different game totally. I mean, you have a lot more options in the middle of the ice. You touch the puck a lot more, you're more engaged. You got more speed in certain areas of the ice, whether it's through a breakout or a regroup, whatever it might be. Certain areas you got to be a little bit lower, a little bit more responsible, so you might lose out on an offensive chance here or there. But that being said, then all of a sudden you're in an opportunity that you wouldn't get if you're playing on the wing. So with our system, you got all three guys in that line that we're all responsible for. This guy back has to go low and whatnot, and you got to fill in. So it's more or less, it's all three of us that can really be interchangeable as a line. I think face-offs is one thing that, as a centerman, that you really got to figure out. And possession is such a big thing in the game nowadays, and it's something that is very difficult. It's a skill that some of these guys have done their whole life, right? So to try and play catch-up with that is something that I've been trying to work on, whether it's in practice or watching guys or asking guys like Nate Thompson or some of the older guys that have taken some serious draws against the best in the league and been successful. That's how you learn. So you pick their brain and try to do that whenever I can, and then just slowly get better and better as much as I can, and I get as quick as I can too. So like I said, I enjoy playing center, and in terms of what would suffer on the wing, it's like kind of a catch-22, I guess. But for me personally, I like having speed. I like having the puck. There's certain times when you're playing wing where you might get a little bit flat-footed or you might not have the puck quite as much. But again, there's lots of wingers that counter that in certain ways. So once you get more comfortable and more used to playing on the wing, whether it's left or right, and your line mates, you figure out ways to kind of make that work in another way. So I guess the answer to your question is it's a totally different position. You got to adapt, and it takes time. But when you're jumping back and forth, you kind of lose that groove. So if you want to play wing and you want to stay there and get better, obviously to master that craft, you got to do lots of reps and work on it day in, day out.
Okay, thanks, Max. Let's see you again.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, take care.
Thank you, and we have no other questions registered at this time. Donc, question pour demain. I would like to turn the thing over to Mr. Dominique Saillant.
Merci beaucoup, Mathieu. Thanks, everybody, for joining. We may have one more. Can you check, Mathieu, for Eric Engels? I think we have one more.
Yes,
if not, exactly. We're going to wrap it up. Okay,
we have a follow-up question by Eric Engels, okay, from Sportsman.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Merci. Your line is open.
Sorry, Max, it's been so long since we spoke. I missed you.
It's all good, bro. I miss you too.
I had to ask, have you had any conversations with the Canadians regarding your next contract? I think would be normal to assume that at this stage there have been at least some talks throughout the year at some point?
As of right now, no, there hasn't been much discussion. But again, I mean, that's just, like, there's so much stuff going on that's more important than my contract in the world. So I understand. I guess all I can really tell you is that I want to be with Montreal. I want to be here. I love playing in Montreal. I love my teammates. I love this game and I love the city. So my hope is to to play here for a long time. And I've never changed from the time I played my first game here. So that's that. And again, there's a lot of stuff that's gone over my head. And my agent takes care of a lot of that stuff, but as far as I'm concerned, there hasn't been much talk. No.
Max, last one for you here is, how much would an opportunity to play in the playoffs and show what kind of player you could be in that situation mean to you?
Oh, man, it's my dream to play in the playoffs. It's everyone's dream, and I mean, it's very difficult to do, to get there, and I can't imagine, I can't speak to what it's like. I haven't experienced that at this level, and all I can really tell you from whether it's the junior level or even younger than that, or even watching on TV or seeing my dad growing up around that, it's a whole other game. I mean, everyone elevates their game to another level. It's night and day from the 82-game regular season schedule, and it's an absolute war out there. So it's something that, again, whenever we have the opportunity to do that, which we work towards every single day, I will definitely be ready to go, and I'm excited about that opportunity whenever it comes.
Okay, thanks, Max.
Yeah, no problem, buddy.
Thank you, merci, Monsieur Sayat.
Merci, Mathieu. Hey, Max, I want to thank you for taking the time. We missed having you around, and we really look forward to seeing you. Thanks for taking the time today. We're done.
All right, guys. Merci beaucoup, and everyone stay safe, and hopefully I'll see you guys soon.
Merci beaucoup. Merci à tout le monde d'avoir joint l'appel. Thanks, everyone, for joining. See you soon. Merci.